back, everyone, to another amazing episode of Get to Know Grace. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so excited to talk with our guest today, the fabulous Tessa Crepain, who is not only a wonderful human being and not only a fantastic member of our faith family, but also serves in leadership as our secretary on our board. So welcome, Tessa. Welcome to this space. I'm so excited to have you.
Yay, thanks for having me.
This is going to be fantastic. Let's open in a word of prayer. Good and gracious God, thank you for this time together to be in community across the sound waves, across the internet, to be your people in an ever-changing world. Open our hearts and our minds and our souls in this time to receive Tessa's story, to hear about your presence and her good life, to walk with her for a few minutes, to hear all that she has to share about your grace, your presence, your guidance in her good life. All this we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Tessa, tell us a little bit about yourself. What would you like the good people of grace to know about you?
About me?
Yes.
What don't they already know, really?
Fair.
I guess the biggest news in my life is that I just recently bought a house.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it is, you know, first time living alone, even at 38, which is wild that I haven't lived alone yet. Aside from my dog, my little dog, Penny.
Yes.
Very old, blind and deaf, you know, but I love her. It's great.
God bless Penny.
Other than that, what else about me? I'm a foodie.
Yes.
No, we should call me a food snob.
Okay.
I'm a food snob. Don't try to take me to a chain restaurant. I want to go somewhere good. But I've got all the recommendations.
Awesome.
Always. Anyone needs a recommendation, I've got it.
I've benefited from that, by the way, so I can second that. Yes.
I'm sure many people have and will continue to.
Yes.
And I benefit from it when I'm invited along.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. For work, I own a company with a good friend of mine. We've been friends since the first grade. Our business is called 789 Apparel, and we design and print unique custom apparel for the whole family. I feel like that was like a tagline on my website.
I love it. It's all good.
Yeah. And I love my job. I love that I get to be creative and do a lot of design. I love my employees. I feel incredibly fortunate to have built this great business, this thriving, extremely successful business. I'm super proud of it. When I was first growing the business, I was always really hesitant to be like, oh yeah, got a successful business. I don't know why, but now I'm just super proud of it, especially coming through the pandemic, and we really thrived and were extremely fortunate when most businesses were not surviving. We thrived, so I feel very lucky, very happy. I guess something about me that maybe people don't know. I feel like people know so much about me. I have written 3 books.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy. I don't usually call myself an author, but I've written 3 books, self-published. There were stories rolling around in my head, and I needed to get them out to clear out the space.
Yeah.
So I wrote a few books. I'll probably have some more coming out at some point.
I love that, the idea of sharing a story just to sort of get it out of your own head and set it off into the world, like, be free.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's me, I guess.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, tell us about how you found Grace Lutheran, how you came to be here, and or both, and what keeps you coming back.
Well, I was born into the church. My parents were married here.
Yep.
And I grew up here. I, you know, lived and breathed the youth program growing up. And then why I stayed was for the people, the support. Yeah. This church has walked with me through every stage of my life.
Mm.
This church gave me a job when I was a little bit lost, didn't have direction, and I found a passion in youth ministry, and they supported me with all the crazy fundraisers and events I'd plan, and and camp and new mission projects, and even cheered me on when I got the crazy idea to write and stage a musical with the kids. And they were right there cheering me on. And you know, and then they supported me and encouraged me when I left the job to grow my other business, and celebrated with me in that. Church has also been there for the more difficult times in my life. A few years ago when I lost the boy that I loved and wasn't sure how I was going to move on from his death, and I was feeling like the people in my life weren't saying the right things or weren't saying anything at all, and I was really struggling. You know, the church was there. I got one of those phone calls that, you know, if you've ever been through a hard time in the church, you know the phone call you get from the pastor. And it was Pastor O'Neill, and he said, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, and I know how much you meant to each other, and I want to pray with you, if that's okay. And I said, yes. And in that prayer, he said all those things that I've been needing and wanting to hear. And and I honestly don't know how people survive loss and other hardships without a church community and without that support, that second family to be there for you, to have this whole wide community of people who maybe understand what you're going through when some of the people in your life maybe don't.
Yeah.
It's so, so important. And that really is what has kept me here and kept me coming back. It's really the people. And also our mission and vision. Mm-hmm. I really feel like we're on God's path for our church. And I know the story's been told before, but I'm telling it again because it's like my favorite story, and maybe some people haven't heard it. When we as a board were discussing and trying to come up with the vision for our church, we were over at the Astrup's house, just kind of having a dinner and trying to talk through it all and kind of going back and forth. Oh, should we add this in? What about this idea, this and that? And we got to a point where I was like, well, let me just read out what we've got right now. And I said, a radically inclusive, multicultural community who serve and lead together with the love of Jesus. And boom, lightning strikes over the water.
Like actual lightning.
Actual lightning strikes over the water. Like the minute I finished saying that sentence, and it was like God's emphasizing this vision statement. That's it. We're done. Pack up and get to work.
Yes.
And and I love that about our church, and I feel so grateful that church of action.
Yeah.
And that we set that vision, and we're actually living into it. We're working towards it. And I guess that's another reason why I stay around.
Yeah. Both the comfort of the community and the vision that we get to work towards together.
Yeah.
Like in the worst of it.
Yes.
There are people there who've got your back. Mm-hmm. And we're all working towards something that feels like it really matters and makes a difference in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah. While you were talking, I was thinking about one of the benefits of church is just the beauty of having people from such a variety of different life experiences that when something horribly traumatic happens in our lives and the people around us don't know what to say, there's probably someone in the church who hasn't had the exact experience, right? Because no one experiences the exact same trauma, but has experienced those emotions in some similar ways. To say, I really needed to hear this when this happened in my life. I can now say that to Tessa. And you've got this community of shared life experiences that you might not have in your outside, I don't want to say in the real world,
right.
But in the world outside of church, you might not have those shared life, or those diversity of life experience for someone to step up and say, I needed this when I was hurting. Like, and you can find that in the church because it's all of God's people.
Exactly, and it's such a benefit to your life. So just an added bonus.
Absolutely.
That I don't know how people live without.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I could just talk all day, but I've got one more question for you, which is, what when was a time or how did you experience maybe differently a time in your life when God's grace appeared in a different way or made a difference or just sort of really defined, maybe looking back on it or even in the moment, really defined your experience and defined how you moved through that time in your life?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are many times every day where I feel like we're experiencing God's grace, but I do have one kind of specific, kind of big experience. There's a time in my life, I will lovingly call it my troubled times, troubled years, where I was making really, really poor decisions and hurting a lot of people around me. And I think simply the fact that I'm sitting here today at this church is an example of God's grace, that through that time, the people around me really loved me and showed me acceptance when I wasn't feeling worthy of it. Mm. And getting the forgiveness of the people in my life and having those people give me a chance to be better and to grow. And I think that's it's really shaped how I've lived my life and how I interact with other people. I think it's really important, and I'm really intentional about not judging people by what they've done in their past.
Yeah.
Because people deserve a second chance, a redemption, because what's the point if they don't?
Yeah.
You know, what's the point in trying to be better if other people won't give them the chance to? I think it's a reason why I'm so I'm so angry by and so against cancel culture that's so prevalent in our society, especially in our young people and on social media, because cancel culture doesn't allow for this opportunity of growth. Like you get one shot and that's it. And for people who might not know, cancel culture is kind of like a boycott of a person. It's a movement to kind of cancel someone's career or their celebrity simply because of something offensive they may have said, and sometimes years and years in the past. And I just think it's so harmful to have a society that is not allowing for growth and for opportunity to be better, and not understanding that people evolve and people's ideas change and their beliefs change and they can grow and they can be better. And I think that cancel culture is really the opposite of grace.
Yeah.
And people need to be allowed space and grace to change.
Yeah.
Now I've gone on a little bit of a tangent.
No, I love it. I love it. Because it's so true. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. Not to say that we should not hold each other accountable to being the best child of God that we could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
But to say,
this is a growing edge for you. Or I know that this was a growing edge for you 10 years ago. How are you different now?
I know you could be better in this moment. Whatever it is, to allow for that relationship
and allow for God's grace to be at work in that person,
as opposed to just saying everything's set in stone, you're never going to change, you're never going to be better, there's no hope for you.
That's literally, like, Jesus didn't die for that. Like, literally Jesus actually did die for that, so that we could no longer have to think in that way. But that's the whole reason God's grace exists, is so we can learn and mess up and forgive each other and be in relationship beyond that moment. Totally.
Yeah. Totally.
I went on a tangent there, but hopefully you got the gist.
I love a good tangent. I think that's one of, that might be like a little bit of an occupational hazard. Like, pastors are often accused of having a lot of words.
Yeah.
Tangents are great. Love it.
Leads us where we need to go.
Exactly. I think tangents are just the Holy Spirit's way of meandering. Instead of getting straight to a point, we're just meandering through life.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
It might just be justifying my own tangents, but whatever.
That's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, Tessa, for this. This has been lovely and wonderful and so good to talk with you.
You're welcome. It's fun. I like to talk about myself.
This is perfect. Is there anything else you want to add before we close? And
no.
That's okay.
Thanks for being my friends and supporting me and being my church.
Yes.
That is well worth adding on. Yeah. Thank you again for being here.
And thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in again. Join us next week for yet another Amazing Grace guest. In the meantime, God's grace go with you. God's blessings and hope are already yours. And can't wait to join in with you next week. Take care, everyone. God bless. God take care of you all.